Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Hey, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You know, you've been listening to a couple of my comments about the Olympics, and I'm really struck by them. And the reason I'm struck by them is because I've talked about family history, what it's like to really understand and really come forward about the fact that sometimes mentally we have our issues. And it doesn't matter if you are my mom, who had so many of them, she committed suicide, or Simone Biles, or top Olympian. But the point is this, there's an energy. And that's what we're going to talk today about. Kimberly Barrett is joining us here today. There's an energy. There's something that we can all be aware of. If you know who Kimberly is, intuitive, psychic medium, energy healer, empowerment coach, because what she does is she takes a look at the entire length of the wave. And what I mean by the wave, I'm not talking about the fantastic surfer that won the gold. I'm talking about the wave, right? The energetic wave. You know, you get hit with the wave. You get hit with something. That's what today's about, but it's an invitation to blue star celestial energy. Kimberly, right?
Yes. So
I guess
the first big question is, what in the world is blue star celestial energy?
Let's start with that, because you know, I was talking to Joan Marlowe on the last show, and I said something interesting. I said, I think we missed it for our athletes. So let me tell you what I thought we missed. I think we missed providing them with tools to handle the energy.
Absolutely.
Right. Here they are, used to their families, their friends, with them 24/7. Now we take them and we put them over in a foreign place. No hugs with their parents, no access. But we missed out in what energy needed to happen over there for them to be their best. Tell us about Blue Star.
And I love what you're saying, because I love Simone Biles, and I see her as one of the healthiest ones that has been in the Olympics 4 times.
Yep.
And, you know, what an opportunity to talk about energy, how it affects us. You know, I consider us all in an energy soup, right? So Blue Star Celestial Energy was brought in 1995 through Reiki Master John Williams. And what he did is he channeled it in. And if you're not familiar with channeling, what that is he tapped into one of his spirit guides, who is Makuin. And Makuin was an Egyptian master in the Asma Ropup mystery schools in Egypt. What most people don't know about Egypt at the time is that they were actually an advanced society, and they had a lot of help if you follow anything celestial or sort of alien, so to speak, that it was brought into us, this blue star celestial energy and the ability to use it and tap into it. The Asma Ropup Mystery School knew about it, and Makuin was trained in it. It was brought to us by the Pleiadians. So it's an energy. If you think of us as energy, and I tell people, try not to think like a human. I'm going to go a little Star Trek-y on all of us, right? Is try not to think like a human. We are all made of energy. And we are co-creating in our existence our bodies, our feelings, our thoughts, our interactions with each other, the things that we create into our world. And where Blue Star Celestial Energy comes in It was the energy that the Pleiadians had used in their ascension process. And what they did was they brought it to the Egyptians so that they could anchor the light for us, so that when they come into this time period, into this time-space reality where we are now, that we can actually make those shifts. And the good news is the more light that shines, the more we can see the things that aren't working. So the example is we have these young women, and Simone's even one that's a little older than the rest of them, but we have these, and so she's been sort of mama bear over there for them. And so we take these people, there's a lot of pressure on them, and think about energy, what's expected of them. And so the thoughts and feelings of others being expected onto them, that energy, plus going without having that support system.
Yeah.
Without having those people there to help keep our energy in a good place. And so what happens?
Yeah.
And that's what happened with Simone, is she didn't have that support. Now, as an energy worker, you just gave me a great idea with Blue Star, is to send energy. Anyone that's a Reiki master or Blue Star or does any type of distance energy can connect with the higher self of those kids that are over there and Simone and offer support energetically.
And I want to talk about this for a lot of reasons. Let's talk about energy for a minute. Mm-hmm. You know, and do you mind if we stay with Simone as a good representation for the moment?
I don't mind at all.
Okay.
I don't mind at all.
Let's talk about who this woman is. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the same woman who was molested by her teen doctor throughout her entire childhood. Let's talk about her. And the fact that she has overcome pretty much what you can overcome. Mm-hmm. But the question really, Mark, really is, and I'm so glad to see her sponsor stand by her. Atletas is standing by her, and Visa and others are standing by her. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, energetically, I am really happy about that. Here's why, Kimberly. When you have the courage to say, I'm not going to perform well enough, and I may literally hurt my team from even winning a silver. And seriously, right? Mm-hmm. Because when you are pole vaulting and you are twirling around and you can't remember which twirl you just did, you're not ready for that energetically. And I'm not going to talk about it as mentally for a moment. But I really do believe the United States has missed the mark on providing our athletes with a kind of energy support they need. I really do. Across the board.
Oh, yeah. Because I've worked with a ton of people, and including myself, having been through energy work from having been molested or having some type of, you know, traumatic events that happen. And then working through it, like Simone's done, that she was able to really, she competed against herself. She never competed against others. She had all of these, I would even, in my own terms, call them like fifth dimensional thinking in her way of going in and being so strong and overcoming so much and showing others what it looks like to really thrive, to not stay in that victim energy and to really thrive. And yet we miss the mark on some stuff that she starts this healing process and there's nothing there to support her energetically with that healing. She might be right at the right age to start waking up to those things that had happened and that stuff that still needs to be cleared out.
No.
But the courage and bravery of her, like you said, to be able to stand up and say, look, I'm not in the mental space. I'm not present, which makes sense to me energetically, that when trauma stuff comes up, when there's too much stress pressure, even mentally, but also energetically, we don't stay present when we're not feeling safe and when we're too stressed. We're in that, you know, stress response instead of being fully present. But her ability to say, look, I'm going to step away so my teammates can get a medal. is amazing. But like yes. you said, we don't have the support energetically for, you know, I can look at that and see how Reiki could help in that situation, how other types of energy could help, how Blue Star energy could help clear her out so she wouldn't even have that stuff going on because it's cleared out. It's not there.
And let's talk about the energy that we started out with today, the mm-hmm. Blue Star celestial energy, you know, and the energy of this, which has been kept a secret, but there's a power in it. And can we talk about that energy for a minute? Because let's talk about how that energy has literally allowed us and enabled us, how should I say it, allowed us, enabled us, or empowered us once we understand a bit of it. Tell us about your experience here with it and talk about, you know, the messages from it.
Oh, yeah. So Blue Star has been amazing for me. It was kept secret for a purpose. The reason it was kept secret is because it really is that powerful and they didn't want it to get into the hands of people that aren't ready for that powerful energy. If you have that understanding of energy, your thoughts create your reality, right? That your energy, your thoughts, your emotions, which is energy in motion, create your reality. And if that's so, then this type of energy sets you up so that you can have a direct contact with your prime creator type of energy. You also have direct contact with ascended masters, with angels, with Pleiadians, with Sirians, so you can get the information that you need. You wouldn't want to be, and with manifesting, it really ramps up the manifesting. When I use it on healing other people, it's very, very powerful. I've had to watch things in my own life because it's so powerful. Watch my own thoughts, you know, things like that, because everything happens so quickly when I'm in Blue Star. But one of the things that it did when I'm thinking of Simone is that being in this energy, one, as a healer, has helped me to heal people on a level that's more quantum. I don't have time, space, reality in my way. I don't have to worry about all the different dimensions and things like that. I take the client into the unmanifest, clear it out, and then manifest them back in energetically. So you can clear stuff out and they come back in almost like on a new timeline, right? And so think about how powerful that would be, right? And we weren't in this new energy that we're currently in. We're in a new energy. I don't think people realize that there's like new light, new energies, new lots of positive things coming in that's shining the light on the things that aren't working for us anymore. So it could look like things are getting worse, but they're not. And I know in trauma healing, when you start to heal, it looks like it's getting worse, but it's not. What you're doing is you're shining the light on it and then you can heal it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going in the direction you were looking
for. Yeah, that's what I want to talk about because, you know, one of the things that I get struck by is I get struck by the fact that you and I live in this world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we struggled with our own lives and our own issues. And, you know, I find myself in reflection of having this conversation with you, Kimberly, even having this conversation with you, it's like a real honor and a privilege for me. Because when I think about, you know, what you are doing to help us all understand things and introduce us to this energy, I'm also struck by the fact that we are walking in the world of infinite possibilities. And we may not know that. Right.
And that's the other thing. Blue Star is very empowering. So I got introduced to Blue Star in 2018. A friend of mine that's a Reiki master was going to teach Blue Star celestial energy. I'm not a Reiki master. I'm Reiki level one practitioner. And what he said to me was, is it calling to you? And I said, yes, I consider myself a starseed. that I came in with this sort of like starseed energy, this connection to things like Blue Star, and like there's a lot of things I didn't need training in. I already knew them. So when I talk about energy, I love what you're saying, that a lot of us are not aware. And for a long time in my life, I was unaware that I had any power in my life. I was giving my power away. I love Simone because she's setting her boundaries and she's not giving her power away. And she is taking care of herself in some ways. But I think probably would have done a lot better had she had the support system with her and maybe even energy work that she could have had done to help her out.
It's fascinating to me. And, you know, one of the things that I want to keep going and skip this break and talk a little bit more about this is that we are all talking about this energy and this shift, right? And I want to also talk about how we can activate the Blue Star Celestial Energy. And I know you've prepared a way for us to do this. But there is an energy about this. And let's talk about Sirian for a minute, if we could.
Sirian, you know, and Pleiadian.
Yeah. And we just went through the gateway. We just went through the Sirius gateway.
We went through the Sirian gateway. So we're really opening the energies up.
Yeah, big time.
Someone who's very connected to that, like my body's real, my thoughts are real, over-identified with things, and you know, my job is the job, those type of things, it's more difficult when the light starts to shine, because you see these things that are going on and you're not seeing how brilliant it is that someone like Simone Biles is showing us where the brokenness is.
Yeah.
And she's courageous enough. I think of her like a little starseed fifth dimensional person that's been able to really work through all this stuff. She also knew to stand up and say, hey, there's something wrong here. And I'm going to speak out about it.
Yeah.
So she's using that throat chakra. She's stepping into her authenticity and her truth. What Blue Star did for me, I got activated into Blue Star. And I was taught. So because he was a Reiki master, the way it came into him was through power symbols and power words.
Can we talk about that for a minute? I'm so fascinated by this. I'm just going to dig like a lot deeper with you because, you know, one of the things that I love about what you do, Kimberly, is you really break this down so we get it, right? We really break it down, you know, and part of this is really you open up the door for people that really need this now. I want to talk for a minute about what you just said because, and I want people to know that how did they get to your site and how do they look at this activation? Because the activation is really, help me if I'm wrong with this, but there's something within us, all of us, right? Something within all of us. And that thing that's within all of us, we don't all need the same thing off the shelf to activate it, right?
No. And that's why... Yeah, I tell people Blue Star is for people who feel called to it. And so basically when he said Blue Star, I was like, that's for me. I need to be activated into that. I had this knowing. And, you know, so I had to do like 2 or 3 days of training into it face to face. And that's what I did with the first like 30 people I activated. They were all in Knoxville. We had like, you know, weekend training, or we would do 2 different weekends and get them activated. And like you said, the majority of the people that have gotten activated into Blue Star itself, there's a lot of other energies out there, but Blue Star specifically.
Yeah.
The ones that are, you know, I call it like the Reiki masters, anyone Reiki trained, anyone that's a healer, anyone that feels they're a starseed or a light leader, and you're drawn to this Blue Star Celestial energy. I got called, and this is from working with the energy itself, because now I have direct connection. I ask them directly. I have connection with Pleiadians and Sirians. And I keep being guided. And let me tell you, Pat, they get me out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
I'm guided out of my comfort zone. And they said, you know, I would have picked a different topic with you. And they said, no, you're going to talk Blue Star. You're going to step out there. So the way that they can access it now is, and I'm creating it more and more, but I started with, I have a Facebook page. And I took all the teaching and put it on video because I found that a lot of my single mothers and a lot of other people, they couldn't do the full training face to face, or they couldn't do it, you know, on Zoom with me that whole time. So go at your own pace and watch the videos. Then there's a practitioner level activation and a master level activation that's all part of the package.
Yeah. So right? I want to talk about this for a minute, though, because let's get everybody over to Facebook. I mean, because, you know, what we're talking about here, people can go to Activate777. So it's facebook.com, Activate, capital A, Activate 777, correct?
And that's my Facebook page. The best way to access Blue Star is to go to sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Okay, good.
And on that website, you'll see Blue Star, and it takes you to the link that describes everything.
Yeah. Kimberly,
and that page also gives you like phone number and email if you have questions and things like that.
Right. And people can schedule time with you. And you know, we're talking about Blue Star today, but you're also somebody they could work with on quantum energy healing, psychic medium readings, all of the above, and also your show. But let's hit something up. I said to somebody the other day, you know, I'm starting to get signs about things. Now, what does that mean? You know, not the movie signs, but I'm talking about there are symbols of things. Can you talk about what you said earlier when you talk about you were given symbols?
Yes. So basically spirit speaks through everything. And energy, we're all vibrating at different levels of vibration and frequency, right? And so when we're given different messages and symbols, it's basically the energy giving us the information and talking to us. So we can get like angel numbers, and the angel numbers mean something, or there's a thing called sacred geometry. That's something that we wouldn't have time to get into today, but it's sort of like part of Blue Star Celestial Energy is to get your Merkaba. So we all have a Merkaba energy system in our body, and there's a sacred geometry for Merkaba. There's a symbol in the practitioner level that gets your Merkaba where it needs to be. So when you're using that, and basically the symbols and the power words are more than the sum of their parts. They're helping you, just like with some Reiki symbols, although this is not Reiki energy. This is Blue Star is like limitless. It's powerful. It's tapping in a way that everyone that I have brought into Blue Star has had similarities, but differences in the way that Blue Star works for them. But what Blue Star was originally meant for with us as humans is to help us ascend, to help us get to higher vibrations and frequencies. So the other piece of it in energy is that the other side of the veil, I call it, speaks to us through everything. You can be sitting in Starbucks and you hear people talk about something and you get a message from what they just said to each other. You can get angel numbers. So like you see 111 or 1111, and that's activating you or stay positive. When I see a hawk means something to me. And so sometimes my interactions with plants and animals and things like that, that's giving me information, right? And that's the energy. With Blue Star, I got activated into it. It changes your chakra system. It changes the way that you're interacting. You go from that third dimensional sort of like believing that you get all of your sustenance and safety from your root chakra, when really you're getting it from your crown chakra.
Yeah.
The root chakra is just grounding you into the earth. So there's so much to Blue Star.
Yeah.
That, you know, and I hope that answered the question because I could go on for hours about
But let's talk about that. You know, when we're talking about our crown chakra, and, you know, if we stay with Simone Biles for a moment, her crown chakra, I mean, was screaming to her that this is not safe for me. You know, it was a new level of awareness. If we really look at this, I mean, 8 years ago when she withdrew from a competition, it was her coach that was saying, no, this is not safe for you.
This is not a good idea.
Not a good idea to go out. You know, this particular thing, it was her awareness that told her something was badly wrong, right? You know, there are people that are talking. It's like a golfer with shanks, right? She couldn't explain why, but there's something that was something in her that was saying there's something seriously wrong. And how often do we get messages like that, that something is awfully wrong or awfully right, and we do not pay attention? I want to talk to you when we come back for break, because this energy is provided to us to activate a new level of awareness that lets us know, do you go down this street and this dark alley or don't you? And this was a dark alley moment. This was one of these things. When I teach a class, I teach a class on decision making. And one of the things that I pull out is my experience in New York. And I say, it's 3 a.m. You've just left whatever club you just went to. You know, you got to get around a large street to get to the subway. And you're walking down the street. And you see a shortcut in a dark alley. And you know, it is a shortcut, but you also know it's a dark alley.
And do you take it?
Do you take it?
Is it now, safe in there?
I'll tell you, if you had too much to drink, you take it. And then that's another story. But when we come back, we're being given scenarios now, left and right, left and right. I want to hear from you about how we can activate. So we know at 3 a.m. in Manhattan, a dark alley, no lights, taking a shortcut may not be the thing to do. Kimberly Barrett, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed-over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on stephaniejames.world. The best is yet to come.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country and is just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, maryjanemack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Welcome back, Kimberly. Yeah, let's talk about Blue Star. Thank you, Jamie, for doing all the great things on Facebook. Thank you, Benny, for pushing all the right buttons. And of course, you are also live streaming. Kimberly, thank you for today and the Blue Star conversation. And, you know, before we go ahead, please, I want to take a minute because once you and I get rolling, we're rolling. How do people find out about how to really activate and how to really watch the signs? But also, you know, we're going to talk about intuition. And sometimes we need a little guidance and help, and you do that too. Where can people go?
So for all of this, go to sharingloveandlightshow.com. And that's my webpage. There are places to click on that you can find out all of the classes that I'm currently teaching. I have a Unlocking Your Intuition psychic development class. I have a mediumship development class for aspiring mediums. The Blue Star Celestial Energy is always open if you want to activate into Blue Star, activate that ascension, and it's calling to you, then go on to that Blue Star link. And I do also offer intuitive coaching, intuitive readings, as well as mediumship and channeling. So I do a lot of different things. The quantum healing, I use some sound healing as well as the quantum and Blue Star healing. You can get all of that at sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Beautiful. Look, before the break, we were talking about the example I gave, which is definitely in the realm of intuition. But I want to talk about the connection, and what you and I were talking about during the break is the connection between the Blue Star energy and the Blue Star downloads and how it is impactful to the way we receive it as a healer, but more importantly, how it's used now to heal others. And can you talk about that? Because we're talking about quantum energy. And, you know, it has been almost a decade since Dr. Oz came out and made his big announcement that energy medicine was the new frontier. And yet, here we are watching it completely deteriorate at an Olympics because we're not tuned in to the energy, medicine, and healing that may be able to help and support some of those athletes. Absolutely. In my opinion, that's my opinion.
And I agree with you that had we been using the energy medicine with Simone, she might have been able to manage all of that mental stuff so much easier.
Mm-hmm. Signs came before she even left.
Yeah. No. And she might have been able to overcome all of that and get another gold for all we know. We don't know. But I know that the energy medicine, I can tell you, I was in an IOP and there was a lot of negative energy coming at me from very, very sick clients who had band together and were gossiping, and we had switched from one teacher to another, and my style was very different. So I had all this negative energy coming at me. And because of being aware of energy and because of being a Blue Star master, I was able to shift that energy. I was able to see it clearly for what it is and shift it. The other thing you and I were talking about is normally, when someone's channeling and when we're getting information from Pleiadians or Sirians or angels, or, you know, sometimes direct contact with Prime Creator, however we're bringing it in, that we usually download it is what we call it. It comes from above down into us, and then we interpret that information. When you're activated into Blue Star energy, it is a vehicle where you can literally, with your energy, and remember that, and I teach all my students when I do Blue Star, do not think like a human being when you're doing Blue Star. Blue Star is not human. It's very quantum. It's very different energy. You can actually go get the information you need and come back with it. So it's helped a whole bunch of the healers that I've activated into it, a lot of the light leaders I've activated into it, be able to manifest the programs and the new ways of healing. Just a lot of things have shifted for each of them because they're activated in that Blue Star energy. When I use it with other people and when I'm in situations, it's doing the same thing. It's working with the energy. You know, like I said, I'm probably going to get, sometimes we get in small groups of Blue Star Masters and we can send that energy out to the planet. And you've given me a great idea for Monday when I'm in a group of Blue Star Masters that I will ask them, can we send this energy out to our team in Olympics? Mm-hmm. Can we send it out to Simone and help her out? Mm-hmm. That's the nice thing with energy. But the difference is you can actually go get the information and come back with it energetically. The other thing that Blue Star does when you are activated into the Blue Star energy, it grounds you, it keeps you safe, it keeps you protected, and it makes sure that you get back where you're meant to be. So yeah. You're leaving your body. And you need to stay grounded in the earth when you leave the body. And Elizabeth Kubler-Ross had talked about this, that she did a lot of, it's her later books. I don't know if you've read them, but they were really great. Yeah. So The Tunnel and the Light and things like that.
Oh, yeah. They were awesome books.
And she talked about, she did a lot of astro traveling. Well, when you're Blue Star activated and you astro travel, you're not going to cause so much trouble to the human body when you get back. It's keeping you protected and keeping you safe and making sure that you bring all of your energy back to your body when you're done. Now, yeah. With intuition, that's a whole, you know, you don't need to be activated in a Blue Star to learn how to use your intuition and start tapping into your intuition.
Yeah. And I know this is part of a different conversation, but there's something about talking about Blue Star activation, which transmutes people psyche. You know,
did you notice
something that does?
Yeah. So I called in the Blue Star energy because I'm a master before I came on.
Yeah.
So as I'm talking to you, and people that are listening can feel this because they're coming through right now, my guides, and I call them the Galactic Fleet, and because I'm a Star Trek fan, so I have all these nicknames.
Yeah, yeah.
So they know that we're talking about the Blue Star energy, the Pleiadians are stepping in, a lot of that. And they want you to feel the energy if you're a feeler. If you have like clairsentience, clairfeeling, if you are an empath, you're going to feel it. If you're clairvoyant, you're going to see some energy. You're going to like see the shifts. You might see purple, you might see kind of a blue with white kind of sparkly energy that comes in. And so basically I called in Blue Star. So we're not just interviewing today. We're in a Blue Star energy as we're interviewing.
Yeah.
I brought it in with me to make this easier so that when you ask me questions, I'm getting the information directly from my guides. They're just bringing it in.
And, you know, we need this now. We've been talking about the fact that, let's jump to this if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about the fact, and we're almost going to stop talk about it. This is my prediction. It reminds me of, Kimberly, it reminds me of 2007, 8, 9, when the world stood still for a lot of people. And let me just talk about it for a little bit. It was the time that we don't talk about, we don't want to remember, and unless you've gone through it. And what happened massively to people all over the world, but in the United States especially, that economic situation, which people called an economic downturn, literally the annihilation of the banking system, and what happened to people thereafter for years, had the same energy as COVID. And yet we didn't talk about it. We didn't talk about the impact of it until now. Now what's happening, and this is what I really want to get to with Blue Star Energy. Now what I want to talk about was the fact that the generation of youth that went through that, watched their parents lose everything, their homes. In some cases, they moved to a tent in the middle of their town to live. The latest information and studies on this generation point to the fact that they don't have the same values we have. Latest recruiting reports all say that when you ask these folks what they want, they're not saying, I want the retirement. They're not saying, they're not even saying, I want the benefits. They're saying, I want to work for a company that understands empathy and compassion. Now, that is a major shift in energy. I believe we're going to go through another one, but that is a gateway and portal that opened to literally change psyche of an entire generation.
It helped to shift us and then think about the babies that are being born into that new energy. It's like the 60s and 70s, what happened, and then the babies that were born in the 70s from that shift that happened. Then you're talking about right before that 2012, we had that happen, and then this massive shift happened to the point that there was enough awakening and enough light on the earth that in 2012, instead of having like an apocalypse and we destroy ourselves and all that stuff, we actually crossed over in, you know, I see it as sort of like this is Earth school and we passed the test. We passed that test, whatever it was, we passed it. And now we are in such new energy that most humans don't know what to do with it, because it's such brand new energy that we have never been here before. Earth has never been in this energy that we're in. And yet, if you really open your eyes and look, you're going to see a shift in a level of compassion, a shift in these younger people. I do work with a lot of the teens, and they're very different in many ways. And I'm working mental health teens, and I see amazingness in these kids that are struggling a little bit. There's still this shift in the way that they do things, the way that they think about things, like you said. There's that shift happening. That's what we're in. Blue Star in 1995 came in, and they kept it within Reiki Masters. And they use this energy to raise the vibration on the planet, in themselves, in the people around them. And when they did their Reiki work, they were using the Blue Star on the Reiki, right? They're bringing the Blue Star in to ramp up the ability to do Reiki. We have this type of stuff, plus the movement of mindfulness. And the more people get into the now, that's the direction we're going in, is to live in the now.
Yeah.
People ask me, how can I access my intuition? It's in the now moment.
Yeah.
It's in that moment where you let go, and that's when it comes in.
Yeah. It's so fascinating to compare what you're saying to what's actually happening in front of us. And, you know, one of the things I love is when they explain what happened to Biles, they call it the twisties. This is why I love this, and it fits right into what you just said. Yeah. What is a twisty? A twisty is when you're doing these high elements. It doesn't matter what it is. And this is for everybody in life. This is why I'm bringing it up. We all go through the twisties. Whenever we're doing high elements in life, it could be caring for your three children, right? It could be working 80 hours a week. It could be burning yourself out, whatever the twisties are for you. And the way it's explained is fascinating. They say it becomes difficult to compartmentalize the exact elements that the body is attempting to do. And the reason I love this explanation and the way they're talking about it is because the mind is trying to compartmentalize an exact element without a conversation about the energy.
Yeah, without talking about the energy that's right and the energy that's there.
Right.
You know, and there's not just her energy. It's also whatever energies are coming from that. Yep. And we haven't said this word yet, so I'm going to say it out loud.
Say it out loud.
Collective consciousness.
Collective consciousness. And again, what is the blunder? I'm sorry. I just talked to a guy who wrote this at 100 Worst Ideas, and this is one of them. So what happens is when we don't consider the whole thing, which includes energy, we don't think about how to redirect. So mm-hmm. what might one of they didn't bring any equipment to help get this fixed. There's absolutely nothing in the Olympics, and you know your star person has trouble with it. So we've gone off so linearly, right? Even after we're given downloads. And think about this. You're given a download that says you've got to be prepared for this, and then you don't. What the heck is up with that? I mean, if I'm Blue Star and I'm looking down and I'm saying, hello, here you go. Healing is magic. Allow me to clear. Help
and
me
I
release.
I love what you're saying, because everything in Blue Star is about the spirals.
That's it.
Right? The spiraling energy.
Isn't that funny?
So there's another woman, PMH Atwater, and she did a lot of studies on near-death experiences and that type of thing. And I watched a video by her, and she talked about look for the spirals in life. Look for the spirals, because everything is energy, and energy is not a linear straight line. That is time, space, reality created for humans so that they could have these stories. But the reality is not a straight line. The reality is the swirling energy and the spirals, right? So looking for the spirals. And I think Elizabeth Kubler-Ross talked about that a little bit as well, that there's spirals in life. When we do healing,
what's a twisty? Can we just have a moment of common sense?
What's a twisty?
What's a twisty? I mean, here we're talking about, we're like talking about this, right? I mean, think about the symbolism of what you said an hour ago. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about symbols and you're thinking to yourself, well, wait a minute, you got somebody having the twisties in 2019. The spirals are not being connected to the body. Think about that. Our top athlete is getting an energetic download about the spirals, the twisting, not connecting with our body. Everybody knows it, and nobody does anything to prepare for it.
No one does anything to help her get that connected with her body.
Or bring the mats. They had to bring mats. The token.
Or bring the correct mats that she needed. They didn't even think about the stuff that, so that makes sense.
But bring this down. I mean, here you have the Syrian, you have the Pleiadians, and now we're talking about Blue Star energy that is trying to help us at some of the most fundamental levels. And we're not getting it. And so, you know, this is what I want to ask you about. There's so much infinite potential here if we could tap into it. My mind is like, oh, hey, wait a minute. You had the twisty spirals over here. You got a message. You're going to have the twisty. Think about what the message is. Think about the download. Hello, we're telling you got the twisties over here. Oh, you may have a problem with the twisties. Okay, let's go to the Olympics. You bring no mats or equipment in case somebody gets the twisties. I don't get it. They must be looking at us and saying, how, and this is really the question, how might we better communicate to humanity so humanity can communicate with itself?
And that's what I've been talking about on the Sharing Love and Light show is how do we just individually, how can the individual help in the situation that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Right. Because that's something that's sort of like outside my hula hoop right now.
Yeah.
Right. What I can control and what I can't. Now, for anyone that's working with energy, you can help energetically in the energies. Some people call them prayers or intentions or energies that you send out to help that situation. That's something that what's coming to my mind is Saint Germain in the Violet Flame. And so Saint Germain knew how to use violet flame energy. Violet flame energy helps to cleanse things when you tap into the violet flame. What he would do is he would go sit in a court as the court was going on, and he would violet flame everyone in the courtroom to help out. They did not know he was doing this. They found information about Saint Germain, who'd become a saint, obviously Saint Germain, and the violet flame beings, and had used this violet flame energy to help. So how can we, if you get activated in Blue Star, there's a ton you can do. My friend David Arms is going to come on the show next week with Sharing Love and Light show and talk about energy in the same way that you and I are talking about it. Well, what can we do to help Simone energetically? What can we do to help them? Because clearly what's happening is the light is shining and it's showing us what is broken, what's not working.
Yeah.
Light is knowledge. So when people talk about increasing the light, what are we really saying?
Yeah.
We're increasing our ability to see what was already there.
Yeah. I love this. We design websites for our hosts, only our hosts. We actually do full service marketing and communication for our hosts. And I just finished a site for Jennifer, and it's all blue. And let me just tell you, the other site was not. It was like a greenish color. So somebody asked me yesterday, why? And I just looked like, why not? And I think that there is coming in this Blue Star celestial healing everywhere. And I want to ask you in the minute or two left, give us your best way to help us all plug into it.
So the best way to plug into it is sharingloveandlightshow.com. It says Blue Star Celestial Energy Activations on it. You click on the link and you can get signed up to become a Blue Star Celestial Master.
I love it.
Get activated into the energy.
I love it. Kimberly, thank you so much. Tell people how to tune into the show, because they can get more of this from your show, right?
Yeah, they can tune into my show. It's Sharing Love and Light Show. Every other Tuesday. It's the first and third Tuesday of every month. And it's 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
All right. That's the way to roll, everybody. Kimberly, thank you so much for everything. Benny, thank you. And Jamie, you, of course. And to all of you out there, here's what we are seeing. This energy is powerful, right, Kimberly?
Very
powerful.
And
it's available to all of us. It really is. I know we talked about Simone Biles, but it's available to everyone. It's available to your cousins, your nieces, your nephews, to you. It doesn't matter what walk in life you come from. Energy doesn't see these categorizes, the humanity classifications to separate us. It doesn't see that. Please connect with Kimberly Barrett. Please understand that we have to create a new way of being. The normal that we knew is up-leveled now. We are all more aware. How do you get activated? Kimberly Barrett is who you want to get a hold of. Kimberly, thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for tuning us in and turning us on. We'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.